Welcome to the Ames International School of Ministry podcast with your host and instructor, Pastor Vince Rizzo. And now with today's lesson, here's Pastor Vince.
Hello and welcome back. Today we're going to be dealing with chapter number 9, The Culture of the Kingdom and Kingdom Principles, and this is part number 3. The objectives of this particular lesson are, upon completion of this chapter, you're going to be able to write the key verse from memory. You'll be able to explain the relation between Old Testament law and New Testament kingdom principles. You'll be able to identify New Testament principles expanded from Old Testament laws. The key verse is found in Luke 9:11. And the people, when they knew it, followed him, and he received them and spake unto them of the kingdom of God and healed them that had need of healing. Introduction. This chapter continues the study of the culture of the kingdom of God by examining the relation between Old Testament law and New Testament principles. Treasures, old and new. One of the examples Jesus gave of the kingdom of God stressed the combination of old and new in kingdom principles. Matthew 13:52 says this, "Then said he unto them, Therefore every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven is likened to a man that is an householder, which bringeth forth out of his treasure things new and old." So kingdom principles taught by Jesus were both old and new. Jesus called them old and new treasures. The law given by God to Moses and recorded in Exodus, Leviticus, and Deuteronomy became the foundation for the new principles of the life in the kingdom. The Old Testament law was specific and concerned with outward actions, but the new kingdom principles taught by Jesus were more inclusive and concerned with inward attitudes. Jesus' teachings did not eliminate the law, but fulfilled it. We find that in this verse in Luke 24:44. It says, "Think not that I have come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall nowise pass from the law till all be fulfilled." That's Matthew 5:17-18. And then it says, "And he said unto them, These are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me." That's Luke 24:44. So Jesus expanded the principles of the kingdom in Old Testament foundation. He did not eliminate the old principles, but he simply stripped them of the outward trappings of religion, which resulted in the tendency to miss the inner reality of the kingdom. The teaching of Jesus was in harmony with the Old Testament, but it was in disharmony with the religious leaders of the time. The scribes and Pharisees added their own traditions and interpretations to the law, and they were concerned with the letter of the law, that is, keeping every detail of the law, plus their own man-made traditions and interpretations. But Jesus emphasized the spirit of the law, the general principle behind the laws. The old could not contain the new. These kingdom principles taught by Jesus could not be contained in the old religious structure. Jesus told two stories illustrating this. He spoke of old and new garments. In Matthew 9:16, he says, "No man putteth a piece of new cloth unto an old garment, for that which is put in it to fill it up taketh from the garment, and the rent is made worse." In Mark 2:21, it says, "No man also seweth a piece of new cloth on an old garment, else the new piece that is filled up taken away from the old, and the rent is made worse." And finally in Luke 5:36, "And he spake a parable unto them, No man putteth a piece of a new garment upon an old, if otherwise they both, then both the new maketh a rent, and the piece that was taken off of the new agreeth not with the old." He also spoke of old and new wine. In Matthew 9:17, it says, "Neither do men put new wine into old bottles, else the bottles break, and the wine runneth out, and the bottles perish. But they put new wine into new bottles, and both are preserved." No man putteth new wine into old bottles, else the new wine doth burst the bottles, and the wine is spilled, and the bottles will be marred. But new wine must be put into new bottles. That's Mark 2:22. And it says, and no man putteth new wine into old bottles, else the new wine will burst the bottles and be spilled, and the bottle shall perish. But the new wine must be put into new bottles, and both are preserved. No man also having drunk old wine straightway desireth new, for he saith the old is better. And that's Luke 5:37-39. So the old religious systems could not contain the new wine of kingdom principles. The new wine must be poured into new vessels. This is why the entrance in the kingdom was by spiritual rebirth. It was necessary to allow time for these old religious structures to change, because those who had experienced them would say, the old is better. Jesus did not destroy the old religious structure. He allowed it to be preserved while at the same time pouring new wine into the new spiritual vessels of men and women reborn in Christ Jesus. He allowed time for the transition from old to the new. So this is an important key, introducing the gospel of the kingdom into societies with pre-existing religions, because emphasis should be on pouring the new wine into the new vessels, not expanding effort on destroying traditional religious structure. The old will be eliminated as men and women find the new wine is better. A pattern of identification. Throughout the Gospels, you can identify the old and new treasures by watching for the following pattern. Number one, Jesus introduces these teachings with phrases like, it has been said, or it is written, or have you not read? Number two, the Old Testament law is stated. Or three, Jesus adds, but I say unto you. And four, the New Testament kingdom principles expanded on Old Testament law is then stated. Treasures of the kingdom. The following chart summarizes some old and new treasures of the kingdom revealed by Jesus. So look up each reference to study these kingdom principles. So on the left-hand side, we see the old treasure as it has been said, and then we find the new treasure, but I say unto you. The first one we find is in Matthew 5:21-26, thou shalt not kill. And then on the other side, it says anger without cause is the same thing. And then we find in Matthew 5:23-24, and plus several other verses, worship depends on outward actions. And in the new, it says worship depends on inward attitude. So there is a difference. In Matthew 5:27-32, it says, thou shalt not commit adultery. And in the New Testament, thought is the same as the act. In Matthew 5:33-37, it says, do not swear by thyself. And then the new way is do not swear by anything. In Matthew 5:38-42, it says, return evil for evil. And the new principle is return good for evil. In Matthew 5:43-47, it says, love thy neighbor, and the new way is to love thy enemy. In Matthew 5:15-9, it says, holiness comes by following traditions of men, and the new treasure is holiness is keeping the commandments of God. In Matthew 12:3-14, it says that man was made for the Sabbath and must keep its detailed laws. But the new treasure is Sabbath was made for man. In Matthew 15:10-20, emphasis was on outward holiness, but the new treasure is emphasis on inward holiness. In Matthew 5:31-32, divorce for every cause. In the new treasures, divorce not originally God's plan, but permitted only for limited causes. So the chart that you just studied does not include all of the old and new treasures, but it focuses on major examples to establish a pattern which will enable you to continue to study on your own. So you might want to read through the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and watch for this pattern. Use the For Further Study section of this chapter to make these additions to the chart of the Old and New Testament treasures of the kingdom. So that's it for this lesson. Go ahead and do your chapter self-test and join me in the next lesson.
Thanks for listening to today's lesson. Sign up today and download your free digital lesson books when you join our free or low-cost accredited studies. For more information, visit us online at www.freebiblecollege.com.